Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We return to that breaking news that Minister Eamon Ryan is to step down as leader of the Green Party. He's going to make the announcement after a meeting of Cabinet this morning. Fionnán Sheehan is with us now, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, I was just looking back there. Eamon Ryan told your own paper back in May that even if they lost those MEP seats, that he would not step down. What's happened?
Yeah, I suppose accumulation of events. It wasn't a complete wipeout for the Green Party. Having said that, they won 49 local council seats in 2019. They've come back with 23 now, and between people leaving the whip and so on and so forth in the intervening years, about half of them gone. But then in the European side, losing both their seats. And also when you look at, although the votes were down, it was kind of the transfer toxicity of the Green Party that meant that their candidates couldn't get across the line. It was a trend that Eamon Ryan himself was noticing, talking to him in the RDS on Sunday, that seats that they were winning back in 2019, because they were transfer-friendly, particularly on the left, they weren't falling their way this time because left-wing parties' votes were not coming their way because they were now considered to be closer to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as a result of going into government. So you effectively get taxed by voters for going down that route. There had been some speculation that if things didn't go terribly well, Eamon Ryan would possibly stand down. But I mean, the same has been said about Micheál Martin. He's had a week now to dwell on it. He is the party leader, of course, since their complete wipeout in 2011, built them back up from absolutely nothing through those dog days of 2011 to 2016, where they had no funding, no TDs, only three councillors. So he can certainly say he has done his time. But inevitably, much like Leo Varadkar's departure in the wake of the two referenda, this departure will be directly linked to the results in the local and European election.
I suppose, Fionnán, what's interesting about this is that he was so steadfast before the election that he wouldn't resign if he lost those two seats and if the other candidate, Pauline O'Reilly, didn't get in too. So I suppose the question we ask now is, did he do this of his own volition? Because there hadn't been any talk since the election that this was on the cards. Everybody was focused on Sinn Féin.
Yeah, and the internal soundings from the Green Party was, if you look at some of their results, they actually had certain candidates who topped the poll, who did reasonably well. There was other people who were elected fairly comfortably. And the Greens were looking at it, I suppose, through the prism of what happened to them in 2009 and 2011 and saying, well, look, it's not all is not lost. I suppose the week started to progressively get worse for them as the Kieran Cuff seat fell, and then the Grace O'Sullivan seat fell, landing with no MEP and analysing how exactly that happened. Mm-hmm. And also you did as well, you'd have to say, see a bit of a turn in the attitude of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the course of the past week while they were being, you know, pretty triumphalist, considering they had historically low levels of votes themselves in a local elections. They were seen to be quite happy with the outcome that they had effectively won the local elections, that Sinn Féin was seen to be vanquished.
Yeah.
And yet the Greens were there in the background sustaining heavy losses. There was already talk within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that the picking of the general election date will be a matter for Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. And Eamon Ryan would effectively be sidelined. You were also seeing attacks on Green Party policy coming from the Fine Gael side. No great concerns within the two bigger parties that certain aspects of Green Party policy agenda and legislation wouldn't get passed before a general election. They didn't really seem to be bothered about that.
Mm. Well, there was no question they're facing into a very difficult general election. I mean, all the signs were pointing towards that. Are you hearing that he's standing down as party leader only, but staying on as minister? Is there any clarity around that?
Yeah, at the moment we're not clear at all. It was just word speaking out in around about the last hour that there was a big announcement coming. And when you hear big announcements, initially you think, oh, they're appointing the European Commissioner, but then it hardened up that it was actually Eamon Ryan going to be departing. It was due kind of what you'd call a false flag operation. There was a scheduled appearance from him penciled in at lunchtime to talk about the Nature Restoration Bill, but obviously, you know, he might reference the Nature Restoration Bill. I don't think you're going to be interested in what he has to say about that now. It'll be about what exactly is he doing. So certainly standing down as party leader, which means there will be an internal party contest now within the Green Party. But we're not sure, does this mean, given the late stage we are at in the government, does this mean a knock-on effect of him standing down from this position? It would make sense that he would stay on, given his vast experience, given where they are at with the policy agenda. To be introducing somebody new into a slot like that would take a long time to bed in, and they don't have that time to waste.
Yeah, I mean, what does it say about the timing of the general election? And you know, we have to look at how long the election of a new leader of the Green Party is likely to take and where that puts us in the calendar in the lead up to this date that everyone's talking about in October.
Yeah, I suppose it does depend. Is there a contest? Obviously, Catherine Martin will go for the job. We saw, even in the wake of the last general election, when Eamon Ryan negotiated successfully the entering into the coalition government Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they had a contest then, which was seen as a bit bizarre, really, and Eamon Ryan won that out, but not by a massive amount, so she'll be a runner anyway. And then it's really just a matter of, does Roderick O'Gorman put up a challenge? They were the two names that were spoken about over the course of the last 12 to 18 months when it was being speculated about, well, will Eamon Ryan really stick around for another general election, or is he going to stand down? He also has to confirm, is he going to contest the next general election? I would think that's unlikely. There's a couple of likely replacements there in that dogfight constituency of Dublin Bay South at the next general election. He's got your namesake, Claire Byrne, the councillor. He's got Hazel Chew. The two of them did very well in the local election, so there are ready-made replacements there. Mm-hmm. So I would say, standing down as leader, not running in the general election, but not clear, is he going to stand down as senior cabinet minister at this point in time.
I suppose, looking at the timing of this, like, the Green Party can't afford to take too long about putting somebody in that role as party leader. And we know the last time, as you referenced there, was fairly fractious. They won't want that either coming up to a general election.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what happens when party leaders step down. I mean, if you're in politics, one of your aspirations is to lead your party, and these vacancies don't come along too often. If you were looking generously at the Greens now in terms of where they're at for the next general election, you'd say around about six of their seats are still on the table, and you know, there'll be others that'll be gone. They had a big difficulty with their brand and how they were perceived, I suppose, outside of Dublin, outside of the large urban areas. They lost probably more of their council seats outside of Dublin than they were expecting, and that was a bit of a blow to them. If you were looking across the constituencies in Dublin, you'd assess some of their seats are probably okay. For example, Catherine Martin, Roderick O'Gorman is probably back in with a fighting chance again, given what's happening there, where previously you'd have been writing him off. Eamon Ryan was going to be in a five-way battle there for four seats. Patrick Costello, who you would have thought was previously in deep trouble, probably back in the game a bit now. And Ossian Smith, likewise, if they can't win in one in Dunleary, what's the point of them being around at all? So there's still a batch of seats on the table. There are others you are probably right now: Francis Noel Duffy, Joe O'Brien, Malcolm Noonan probably still in contention, Mark O'Cahasy in deep trouble, and certainly Brian Ledden after his result in the Limerick mayor election. You'd say they're in difficulty there. Nasa Harrigan, we're not clear who exactly she'll be running for as an independent or a Green independent or Green party next time. So if you go around the map, you'd say, right, Greens about four to six seats at the next general election. Can a new leader really turn that around in a short period of time? Difficult.
All right. Well, listen, it's only just breaking. We'll probably come back to it a little bit later on. But Fionnán, thanks very much for taking all of that on the fly. That's Fionnán Sheehan there on the news that Eamon Ryan is expected to resign as leader of the Green Party. The other expectation, though, is that he will continue as Minister for the Environment and Climate when he does make that announcement that he's stepping down as leader of the party. And if there's any more developments on that front, we'll certainly bring it to you. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.